This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is
Greater Boston.
First and foremost, you need to understand that this position requires loyalty, complete loyalty, and commitment. Your contract would be for the entire duration of the campaign, with severe penalties for early termination. No quitting allowed. Try to quit, and I'll sue you straight to the gutter. You'll be handling sensitive material, confidential strategic information vital to the campaign. You'll be required to sign a non-disclosure agreement, of course, but you shouldn't even have to. You should know how to keep your mouth shut. That's just part of the job and a non-negotiable part of the job. Second, if I ask your opinion, then and only then are you free to give it. Otherwise, keep your mouth shut. No second guessing, no questioning, just do the things I tell you to do. Know your place and keep to it. Third, no making goo-goo eyes at my husband. Don't think I don't know how women look at him. But believe me, you make any kind of move on him, and I will end you. I mean that literally. Your story will be over. The end. No epilogue, but the Jane Doe toe tag they'll write for you in the morgue. Fourth, you'll be doing all the bullshit work that's not worth my time. Answering the phones, making my schedule, filing, researching, figuring out the stupid bullshit voters care about. Keep me updated, but keep it brief. Don't waste my time. Can you handle all that?
Every bit of it, Mrs. Bespin.
You look familiar. Do I know you?
I used to work for Oliver.
I knew I'd seen you before. You're the bike courier.
Yeah, I was never actually a bike courier.
What the fuck is up with Oliver? I haven't heard from him in weeks.
He's gone.
Gone where?
If I knew that, I wouldn't be looking for a new job right now.
Mind your tone. But I see your point.
But the important thing is, I've already been working for your campaign for months. I already know your confidential information. Hell, I know more of it than you do. So can I keep my mouth shut? Can I do what I'm told without questioning? You wouldn't be doing as well in the polls as you already are if I couldn't.
So the nature of this work you've been doing for Oliver? Gathering information?
If I was, would you really want to know? He's a person of interest in some rather extreme incidents right now. There are legal consequences for having your suspicions confirmed. And part of an assistant's responsibility is insulating her employer against legal consequences.
I like your thinking. Why do you want to work for me?
Because it's time I finally got what's mine. And that's what your campaign is all about, isn't it? Getting what you deserve. And it's time I stopped working at frivolous purposes and small details. It's time I got involved in the bigger picture. And your campaign is the biggest picture going right now. I need to be a part of that.
Sounds like you're looking for a role model. Isn't that right?
I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're not wrong. There's a lot I could learn from you.
You could learn everything from me. Stick with me, and you'll learn what it means to be someone who actually matters. And there are so few of us, as you know. You'd better be prepared to pay attention so you don't miss a lesson. Maybe someday you can matter, too.
I certainly hope so.
Well, Nicole, was it?
Nika.
That's a ridiculous name. Sounds ethnic.
It's Greek. It's short for Nicoletta.
Well, that's too much. You should use Nicole, or Nikki.
I'm not really looking
at... And remember, the job requires following instructions, without questions.
Okay. Nicole, then.
Very good. I like your attitude. But more than that, I appreciate that you're already legally compromised. That's an excellent tool for ensuring your loyalty. So just remember... Anything goes wonky with my campaign, any hints of shady dealings on my part, and you automatically go down with me. I own you like a sweater. And like a sweater, I can put you in a drawer anytime I want. Well, you start today. Your desk is through that door. You can start getting yourself set up as soon as you walk out of this office. If you have any questions, then you're obviously not up to the task, so just go home instead of bothering me.
Deal.
You, no, don't try to shake my hand. You're the help, for God's sake.
Right, of course.
And once you're set up, you can start doing some research. Powell has given us a gold mine with this shutdown stunt. For every loser joining her so-called protest, there are two who just want to get home from work at the end of the day, and this person won't let them. I want ideas on every angle we can take with it. We're sticking with the economic terrorism line, of course, but we have to do more. Make it more personal. She's keeping parents from their kids, keeping workers from their jobs, keeping sick people from their doctors, keeping husbands from getting home to their wives. Shutting down the trains has got to be illegal. We play this right, and we won't just take the election. We'll leave her rotting in a cell with that deadbeat nephew of hers.
Isaiah.
Whatever. Point is, I don't want to win on election day. I want the entire election to be moot. And you're going to help me make that happen, aren't you?
That's my job.
Yes, it is.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. We've updated our online shop with new items, including an official mini-comic tour of the city of Redline and three different t-shirts, Braden Lamb's T-Map art, Hippopotamopodes, or Disillusioned Sasquatch. Find them all through our website at greaterbostonshow.com. This episode featured Sam Musher as Emily Bespin and Kelly McCabe as Nika Stamatis. Charlie on the MTA recorded by Emily Peterson and Dirk Titi.
What's that?
The scene will be on the train.
Oh, that's right. The scene's on the train.
Thank God for that train.
What a good scene, yeah.
The train is our salvation. In
so oh, many. Man. I'm never going to write anything not on a train.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Modes of thought in Antaran literature. Second year classics. Harbridge University.
7 years ago, a Chinese military sub accidentally went down in the Pacific Ocean. Turns out, the sub fell smack in front of a gigantic three-sided pyramid in the ruins of what we now call Dark City.
This Antaran lit class seems like there's a lot of debate about it.
Legally, I cannot stop you from teaching this class, but I strongly advise that
what?
You know what? If you want to tank your reputation, that's on you.
You don't believe a word I say about Antara, right?
You're right. I do not believe Antara exists.
I need to know. Is it real?
You came all the way to China to find out?
Okay, everyone get out right now. Now, Raquel, what the hell are you doing?
I'm gonna cut my hand, and you're all gonna feel it.
Ow!
See? I told you.
Modes of Thought in Antaran Literature, an audio drama produced by Wolf of the Door Studios. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.